talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. Here we are, a real Getaway Friday. Friday, February, or February, however you want to say it, 14th, 2020, known as Valentine's Day.
That reminds me. It was yesterday in the Marion Star. There was a story about, I think it was about Ohio State or something, but there was a wrong word used. And that was farther.
Instead of further.
Yes. They something that had to do with the university, these kids would go further, and it should be farther.
Farther.
Yeah.
Now, further is distance, right?
Well, further means if you're promoting a cause, you're furthering that cause.
So,
in other words, if you're promoting somebody for a re-election, you further their cause, or, you know. Further is not distance. It's aid.
It's aid.
Aid.
So Ohio State, I guess the Ohio State thing would not be distance in general.
It should have been because they said further in the article. They go further.
But if they go further, it's not really distance, though, is it?
Well, no. Further means, I don't know, but...
See, I thought it was the other way. I thought farther,
farther means
was distance.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And further is promoting a cause.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's... Okay. So farther is distance,
yeah.
And further is promoting a cause.
And sometimes you hear, yeah, they're furthering the use of this or that, and that has no distance. That's just promoting...
Right, and that's how you use it.
They're furthering, yeah.
But if I say, like I went on a trip, and I say, well, I went to Bucyrus, and I went farther than I've ever gone before, that's distance.
Yes, that would be correct.
That'd be the right
yeah.
thing. was it last week on this show, or did somebody call in and say, what is LIVE?
Oh, you mean the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, is it live?
54.
When I say LIVE, what do you say?
I say 54. I mean, that's the first thing I thought of.
But it's 54 in Roman numerals.
Yeah.
But if you say that word, how do you say it?
Live.
Live. But it's also live.
Yeah.
We're coming to you live on the air today.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So that's why nobody knows how to use this language.
That's why the English language is crazy.
Right. Because if you see it here, if you would say... If we would send out a notice here, and I'd say, okay, we're going to be live on Thursday, what would stop you from saying we're going to be live on Thursday?
Or we're going to be 54 on Thursday.
Or we're going to be 54 on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you didn't look that old.
Yeah, I
didn't. But that is why the Catholics still use Latin. Latin is a language that never changes. The same thing in Latin 100 or 1,000 years ago is the same as today.
Why was Latin forgotten? Who were the people using Latin that finally gave it up?
Well, that I never thought of that, but yeah, why did they?
It was taught in schools.
Yeah, oh, and still today, all your medicines.
Your medicines are in Latin,
yeah.
And your church is Latin, and so is, there's another, a lot of music is Latin.
And it's interesting, in the Protestants' Apostles' Creed, they mention the Catholic Church, which means universal.
Do Catholics still do Latin every so often?
Not as much as they did. I learned how to sing in that Latin years ago.
It used to be the Christmas Eve service was always in Latin.
Yeah. Venite adoremus means, Well, yeah, Benite, you adore Benite. What's Benite mean? Anyhow.
Well, here's a, if somebody's got a Googler out there or something, let us know. We still do have this one ticket, and you can get up here before 1 o'clock today. You can go to the Ridgedale Lions event, and this is a big thing. It's the Daytona 500 dinner and auction, so you get a free dinner here, and it's going to be good. When I went to speak at the Lions, yeah, they had a meal, Norma Castanian and this woman named Marge.
Hey, Norma does meals for the Dayspring Church for their special get-togethers. And everybody just raves how good that is.
I can speak firsthand of this.
And that's Dean Castanian's mother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sure this dinner will be good. It's at 4 p.m. tomorrow, dinner at 5, at the IGF Pavilion on Route 309. Let's take the call. Oops. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Primary language for Greeks and Romans was Latin. So I think when those two civilizations died out, it pretty much died out around the world. However, it's still used widely in Rome, obviously, at the Vatican. And I think there are certain times a year at my home church up in Cary at OLC, they do some services in Latin. They also do some services in a couple of other languages for different occasions when they have
migrants,
the pilgrims. Yeah, well, when the pilgrims come in to Cary for the, you know, the big ceremony in August.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do one. I think they do a couple in Latin. I think they do one in Spanish or Portuguese, and there's a couple other languages.
Now,
too.
Why do the Protestants say they believe in the Catholic Church?
I don't know why that's included in the Apostles' Creed. I have no idea why that is. You're right, it is.
Yeah,
it
they
is.
Claim yeah. that it means universal.
Well, probably so. I would imagine it has something to do with it. But
yeah.
But I think that's really why the Latin really kind of died out. Now, when I was in high school, you could have your choice between Latin and Spanish, and I took Spanish because I just didn't see any use for Latin at all.
Yeah.
But I think because the Romans and Greeks were two huge civilizations back in the day, you know, when they died out, they took the language with them.
Now, it was my thought, because I don't know if people realize this, but now I think it's French, German, and Spanish that are taught in most high schools.
Right. And
as you say, back then, and not too long ago, I think up until the 60s, maybe early 70s in high school, you could still get Latin. But I always wondered if it was, I didn't know if people were going overseas and speaking Latin. I thought maybe it was for religious significance with the Catholics.
Well, I think that's what kept it hanging on as long as it really did in this country, because when I was still in high school, I graduated in 68, you still heard, there were a lot of services at the Catholic churches that were still done in Latin. At least once a week they did one. And I think it was like the old school folks, you know, people like my grandparents that were still
even me
or using some language.
Yeah. I thought that was the worst thing that ever happened, to eliminate the Latin, because I just memorized everything.
Yeah.
Et cum suri tutuo.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But again, like I said, up in Cary, I think at least a few times a year, and I think it's mainly when they do the big pilgrimage in August that they do offer maybe some services in Latin. And I've been to them, but I don't. And the only reason I understand what they're saying is because it's exactly the same whether it's in Latin or English. And if you know the way everything goes in English, you know what it is when they say it in Latin.
But what about in the
That's one thing about the Catholic
yeah.
Church. You can go to a Catholic church anywhere in the world, and it's going to be the exact same Mass that's done in Podunk, Ohio, as it is in Rome.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's interesting. Well, what was I going to say, and I forgot already. But that's me.
You're giving your age away.
Oh, yes. Oh, my.
Well, I think that's definitely right. Well, hey, thanks for the call. It's good hearing from you.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, what I was going to ask, in medicine, the use of Latin, you know, is predominant.
Why does medicine have to be named? Because they always ask
because
you.
Because it never changes, see? That's why they use it.
Yeah, but if you said this, let's say we made it English, and we said, okay, this pill is going to be called Pepso. Well,
yeah.
Wouldn't it always be Pepso?
Oh, no, somebody come along and change it.
But, you know, they shouldn't ask people.
Or the dosage amount and things like that. Well, milliliter, that's Latin, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you go in the hospital and you're having a heart attack or something, they say, well, what medicines are you on?
No, or what language you speak.
Well, who can tell them? You know, I'm on mazatrapatripoline. It's awful.
Yeah.
They should make it a language we understand.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm on blood pressure medicine. I'm on blood pressure.
Yeah. But you go, and I've got a brand new blood pressure measurer, and they give me the figures in Latin. Like, hey, lady.
But you can read them.
Yeah. Well, I can hear it.
Oh,
it speaks to me.
It does says, to you.
It says, what the?
What the Valentine's Day is this all about?
Yeah, where'd you come from?
Now, do you have any big Valentine's Day plans, Charlie?
None.
Well, here's an interesting thing. Because Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year, and because it's 2020, I don't know if you heard this morning, but they are saying today this is the busiest day for florists. One of the busiest days will be for restaurants.
Yeah.
It's more babies will be conceived today.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
More proposals will happen today, and more weddings will happen today.
Wow. It's an important day.
It's important. Wow. All because it's on a Friday. As opposed to being in the middle of the week.
Oh, really?
Because Valentine's Day travels.
I'll be doggone. Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't
interesting.
It?
Interesting. Yes, it is. Wow.
So that's all that's... So as I said, maternity wards will be very busy in November.
Now, you were talking about you don't want flowers.
No.
I would take flowers. I'd take candy, flowers, anything I can grab a hold of.
But what kind of flowers would you want?
Roses.
You really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a men's garden club, you know, especially, I'm not a member, but they're in roses up to their ears.
Well, I would have liked a poinsettia for Christmas, but it's actually poinsettia.
Yeah, we've still got one with the flowers still on it, but little by little they're...
You didn't plant it?
Yeah, it came in a pot.
But, I mean, we did this whole thing back at Christmas time about you can have them all year.
Yeah, special treatment.
You got to plant them outside.
So many hours of daylight and darkness. And
yeah, but you say forget that.
Oh, yeah.
But I would have liked a poinsettia, but you say it's poinsettia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, mad you say poinsettia.
Poinsettia. We're back up to that. Poinsettia.
Yeah. It was General Poinsettia, wasn't it? That
right.
Was named after
right, him? Which is why it's poinsettia, not poinsettia. Yeah.
But yet his name is ends with an I-A.
I think Poinsett was probably Latin for poinsettia.
It could be.
And last week we learned, what was it? Nobody has told us yet. Is Altrusa still in business?
Oh, that's right. We never did learn. No.
No. Well, question last week. Maybe somebody new is listening this week. What happened to Altrusa? Are they still out there?
And what did it mean? Altrusa really mean?
I always thought it meant altruistic acts.
I bet if you contacted Dean Castanian's mother, she'd know. She was in Altrusa.
Well, she was in Altrusa. So was Brenda Donegan. Was in Altrusa. I think Phyllis Butterworth was.
Yeah. All those ladies of title.
And Ruth Green, who is still around.
Yeah. You couldn't be really on the poor side and belong to Altrusa.
No, because you couldn't buy your Cracker Jack.
You couldn't pay your dues.
What was that?
Poppycock.
Poppycock.
Yeah.
Well, I would love some poppycock, but it is sold. We found outright.
Yeah.
That I would take that for Valentine's Day. Some poppycock.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Just because you're a man doesn't mean that you can't accept anything that a lady would like candy and roses and.
No, I would take it. I'm just saying. I don't know what I would do with a dozen roses. What am I going to do with that?
Well, that's right. Nowadays. The roses live longer, even cut stems. They'll last, a week or two.
If I was going to have a flowers, I would want a brighter flower, like a...
Well, you can get a bright rose, yellow, any color on Earth, you can get in a rose.
Well, I like you know, like those. Where do those wild flowers grow that are like blue and yellow and green?
Outdoors, along the roads and fields.
Yeah, they're like neon colored. Or do they just dye those?
They must be dyed.
Now, those are always the cheapest. They're like $7 for
really?
A bouquet. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
But I never... Is that a real growing flower, or are they dyed? They're real flowers.
They could be dyed. Maybe a dried flower sprayed with paint.
Well, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Because they're always sold a lot. They're at every, florist. Oh, busiest day for florists is today as well.
Really?
Oh, yes. Wow. That's another thing.
You know what I always liked was the teasel plant sprayed with different colors of paint. And put in made bouquets out of it.
Well, I just wonder if those flowers, they call them wild flowers, but they're so multicolored. Blues and yellows and greens. And
well, there's the ones they grow along the road every year, too. But they're out of condition by now. And they're called Dame's Rockets.
Dame's Rockets.
Can you imagine how they ever got that title? I don't know. Dame's Rockets.
You know, I keep thinking Altrusa must be out of business.
Must be, with no call.
Nobody calls about it. Nobody knows anything about it. I know.
Yeah.
Last I heard, they had moved their meetings to Primrose, and that's the last I heard.
Is that right?
Yep. They were having their meetings. I think that had to do with Brenda Donegan, because she worked there.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it was gone. It was like, I know they started accepting men. It was a women's group.
Yeah.
Just like now, apparently the women's club accepts men, and
yeah, it's about time that everything is equal.
And what was the other thing that never accepted men, and they now do? Oh, the League of Women Voters now accepts men.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, now I noticed in the paper today, what's her name? The nasty little lady. She's all for promoting
Charlie.
Equal rights.
This is Charlie's weekly Nancy Pelosi clip of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, she's campaigning for equal rights.
What is it about Nancy Pelosi that drives you nuts? I haven't heard this since Hillary.
The way she acts. Yeah. Hillary never acted or frowned and looked like her. Well, she frowned, but I don't know.
You just didn't like her tearing up that speech.
Pelosi is up for re-election, you know.
Oh, she'll win. She's in California.
Yeah, maybe so.
Do you really understand what the big deal was about tearing up that speech? I talked with Donahue about that yesterday. He said, why does anybody care? Who cares?
Because it was one of a kind.
No, there was 18,000 copies of that thing.
I know, but 18,000 people didn't tear theirs up.
I bet somebody did.
Do you think other congressmen or senators, or congressmen mainly, would have torn theirs up?
I think if she had not done it on camera, it wouldn't have been a thing.
Oh, yeah, they'd be bright.
Which is, that's why it's stupid to me, because I think it was stupid of her to do it on camera, and I think it's stupid that we care, because if she had done it off camera, it wouldn't matter.
It was such a childish thing. You don't expect a grown-up... politician to resort to tearing up a script in the middle of or at the end of a speech.
Well, the problem is those things have become a show, and I don't think we should have them anymore.
Television is the cause of all this.
I think that should go back to the State of the Unions have not always been like that. It used to be just distributed.
Yeah.
The papers were distributed and people read them. And I think we need to go back to that because, you know, and people get angry at this, but, you know, I love that the soldier was reunited with his wife and the kid. I love that. That's great. But it was done on television in that speech to do it on television.
Yeah.
It was to make people... that was a television show.
What about Rush Limbaugh?
Same thing. Why? If you wanted to give him something, why did you do it during that show?
Because I don't think he'll live maybe in another year. He's got lung cancer.
Yeah, but did you hear the stuff he was saying on his show this week about Buttigieg being gay?
Well, he is.
He is, but he was... back to his...
And we'll have the, if he was elected, we'd have the first man of the White House.
I'm not saying that people should or should not vote for Buttigieg, but I don't think Rush Limbaugh, who just got an award that Mother Teresa and Rosa Parks got, should be out there trashing Buttigieg just because he's gay. Now, if you want to trash him for something...
How do you pronounce his name, eh?
Buttigieg.
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 Where's the U in it?
I don't know what that name is. Why is he doing so well?
I didn't think there was a U in.
I tell you, Charlie, he won Iowa. He finished second place in New Hampshire. Why are so many voting for him?
I don't know.
Is he the Barack Obama of this election?
Could be.
And now, who's the front runner? We heard about Biden. It's Bernie Sanders all of a sudden.
Yes, right.
Bernie comes back big.
Bernie's all right, but he's too old. He's like Biden.
But what do people... Biden can't... He finished fifth place.
He's just about done. He's done, yeah.
He's about done. But what is it about Bernie that people like?
Well, because what he proposes is socialism, which makes people think, oh, they're going to get something free.
Well, I'll tell you this. If Bernie does get the nomination, and obviously Trump's going to have his party's nomination, oh, my God.
Oh.
You better just close down the television for months, because they're both a little...
Bernie's arms are going to fall off eventually.
Can you imagine if Trump tried to interrupt Bernie? He goes nuts.
Bernie goes insane.
And he
waves those arms. Oh, my land, that's his trademark.
See, but is it going to be... See, Trump the last time ran against a woman. Now, is it going to be different running against a man?
I don't know.
What if Bernie just turns around and decks him?
But look at Bloomberg and his millions
upon
millions.
Well, there's another thing. What is that?
He's putting almost $1 billion into this.
Bloomberg, I think he might be the guy.
Might. You never know.
Trillion.
Is it in March?
Yeah, he gets in, Bloomberg.
That will be decided...
And I'll tell you what, everybody's talking about Bloomberg all of a sudden.
Yeah, because that's all you hear on television, his millions and millions of dollars he's spending.
Well, we know Bloomberg, he's a real billionaire. He could really...
That's what I mean, yeah.
He could really put the boots to somebody. Go ahead.
Put the boots to somebody?
Yeah, put the boots to him.
You're getting vicious here. Hey, you know, if Bernie Sanders... does become the president, does that mean everybody will get a free college education?
No. Well, that means he'll tell people they'll get a free college education.
If we elect Yang, we'd all got $1,000 in the mail.
This is just like, you remember the last election, the first thing that was going to happen was Obamacare was going to go away. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 3 years later, it's still there.
You know, the healthcare system, there is no quick fix. It's had how many, at least 50, 60 years or so of becoming this is such a mess, it makes the Gordian knot look like Play-Doh, you know?
The Gordian knot? What's that?
The Gordian knot. Ooh, I got Evers on one. The Gordian knot, Alexander the Great.
Remember Alex.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to say, Alex, they can say all they want to, but you're not that great.
Well, he got confused because he did get into agriculture and he had vineyards. And they said, hey, it's Alexander the Grape.
The Grape?
Yeah. it's a real circus.
Yeah, but
and it's an auction.
But the question is why is Bernie so popular? Why do people vote for him?
Because they are clinically depressed, and they see him as some kind of hopeful thing. But, you know...
Or getting something free.
Yeah, it's one thing to... I can't think of it right now, but to dream of things. Dreams are accomplishable. You can accomplish a dream, but fantasies, you can't. And too many people fantasize about gaining those fantasies, and they can't. You can get your dreams. They are attainable, but fantasies aren't, and I don't think they're meant to be.
Well, we'll see as this goes down
that philosophical thing.
Thank you. Well, it's interesting because, you know, we will cover this election because you have to, but it's strange to me because if you would have gone last year before any of these caucuses or primaries, you would have said, well, it's Joe Biden. He's going to be or it's Elizabeth Warren. She's going to be the one. And they're finishing in the bottom. It's yeah. Bernie and Buttigieg.
Elizabeth Warren.
Maybe you got to have a name with a B. Bernie, Buttigieg, or Bloomberg.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I guess Biden didn't catch the note.
Or how about boob? Booby.
What?
Whoops.
Well, let's see. Well, it only took 60 years for you to get that one across on the airwaves.
Yes, yes.
Boy, oh boy. But no, I don't. This is going to be another train wreck election, I think, because, you know, Trump likes to say silly things, and Bernie likes to say silly things, and here we go.
Bloomberg will be able to deduct so much of his campaign from his income tax.
But do you know how much money Bloomberg's got?
What is it, almost a billion? Or is it a billion?
I think it's 10 billion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a real live billionaire,
yeah.
And we've already seen his tax returns.
Where did he get his money?
Self-made man is what I understand. I watched the commercials. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, he stole it.
Stole it. He stole it. He lifted
no.
it.
No. He must have been in pretty good business.
What about our friend Roger Stone? He's going to go up the...
Oh, you're the guy you interviewed.
The guy I interviewed. He's convicted, and we thought he was going to go up the creek for 7-9, but now...
They drained the creek.
They drained the creek, and the president said, I might pardon him.
Yeah. That's something.
Maybe he'll be back on... President.
He'll be back on for
yes.
interview.
President Trump, thank you. You're clearing up my guest list.
Yeah, won't that be a good interview?
He'd come back on. He was on Hero. I mean, he used to be on a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on 7 or 8 times.
Wow.
Last time he told me he wasn't going to be indicted. That's if I say, Roger, what happened? Where you been for the last couple
of
years?
What was his major problem that he created?
He lied to the feds. He intimidated witness. He tampered with things. Shouldn't do that.
What kind of a lie did he tell them?
I think that he wasn't involved with WikiLeaks. He didn't know where the emails came from.
Okay.
You're not supposed to lie to the feds.
Hey, by the way, who is the snitch, or not the snitch, the equal to that? The guy, you know, they never named him.
Well, I don't think they have yet.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's known if you search it on the internet.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. But the government never named him. The media never did.
Yeah.
I worry about him, though, because now that that's all over, what's going to happen to him?
If they find out, publicly.
Well, this is the problem. You know, I said this the day after the State of the Union. President Trump has to have Secret Service, but all presidents do. Pelosi now has to have armed guards. People are attacking Mitt Romney's wife at the airport. You know what? Get a grip, people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are we becoming in this country?
Well, what is television at the beginning of all this problem?
Well, here's the thing. Mitt Romney, I get it. He crossed his party line and he voted to impeach the president.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
He claims it was because of religion.
Religion.
What part of religion was that?
That he took an oath on the Bible to protect the Constitution and he thought that was best for it.
Really?
Yeah. But regardless of what he did it, what is attacking his wife at the airport going to do?
Well, I thought she was in the grocery store.
Well, I think they've attacked her everywhere.
Wow.
I mean, is that what we do in this country?
Human reaction that can almost be predicted.
But it's okay, let's say you take a shot at his wife. You're going to end up in prison. Is that worth it?
If they convict you, but... maybe Trump could pardon you.
I probably would. Probably would. We are living in the twilight zone, Charlie. Yeah. This is not how things are supposed to go.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, too complicated.
It's complicated.
Let's
here
go
in Marion.
Fishing.
Well, it is, and that's the politics of it all.
Yeah.
Is it's very complicated.
How would you like to be a night crawler and get a hook right through your middle?
I don't think it hurts them, does it?
Do you think they could ever say they're hurt?
Well, they don't look.
They wiggle.
But they don't tense up or anything.
Yeah, they tense, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get a fresh nightcrawler, and he'll wiggle around once that hook gets in him. Oh, my.
I haven't baited a hook in a long time.
Is that right? What about a lobster? Now, there's
Well, we know they feel pain because they scream when you put them in the boiling water.
That scream may be mechanical.
Mechanical?
Yeah, it might be the steam trying to get out of their shell. And their shell gives off the squeal.
But I would think dropping somebody in a vat of boiling water is not going to...
It only hurts for a moment.
Oh.
I remember I once bought a lobster on the East Coast, and I watched him put him in the water and heard that squeal. But I went ahead and ate it anyhow.
You can't feel guilt about that.
No.
I know people who've become vegan.
Now tell me. When you go into a restaurant that has all these lobsters in a tank, and then you sit down and you order a lobster, do they take one out of that tank?
Well, I don't think they do.
That's just for show.
I think that's for show.
Okay.
You know, what is it? Drive for show, putt for dough.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because driving the ball is just about the picture, but putting is where you sink it for the money.
Ooh.
Try for dough, put for show. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Did you hear about the rumors going around?
No, what's that?
Yeah, that they seen Sasquatch over in Clear Fork there.
Yes, Salt Fork State Park.
Yeah, I actually had a picture of him. He sure looks awful small for Sasquatch. I'd have figured he'd have been a little bit bigger than that.
Well, maybe the suit wouldn't fit a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Now, who took a picture of him?
It's on the internet.
Oh, is it?
All over the internet.
I kind of figured maybe somebody might have seen somebody hiking through the woods or something.
Yeah, I think that's on purpose, yeah.
But is Sasquatch Bigfoot?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeti.
Yeti.
Skunk Man or whatever you call it, Skunk Ape or something like that.
Here we go again with these things. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
That reminds me, I once did a speech at Salt Fork State Park, and I was to talk on weather disasters, and I was warned ahead of time, there's a man that comes to all of these meetings and interrupts everything by what he yells out at the speaker, so be prepared. Well, you know me. I never need to be prepared. This guy asked me some goofball question, and I gave him a goofball answer, and he was silent the rest of the night.
And that was it?
Yep.
So have you seen these pictures of Bigfoot?
Yes.
Do you think it's a real person?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a fake.
I think it's an upright person in a suit.
Well, you know, we used to have a lot of alien sightings, and we used to have a lot of Bigfoot sightings.
All over the country.
What happened to that?
Yeah, well, that's it. You see them all over, and you know they're staged.
The aliens must have given up on us.
They've never yet been able to capture one or shoot one.
Why did the aliens always land in, like, big fields in Wyoming?
Well, I don't know.
They never came to, like, Manhattan.
Or why do we have crop circles?
I don't understand any of that.
I know what a circle is in a yard. It's from a decaying tree, the fungus that's created, and it will make a fairy ring. That's the name of them. And there used to be one going into Mount Gilead on the left-hand side on this hill of a residence, the great big round circle. It's gone now. Fairy ring.
Fairy ring.
Yeah.
Now, how does that created?
By the decomposition of a stump.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. So it's really not aliens?
No.
Did people used to drink a lot more back then, and they thought they saw...
They've always drank.
Yeah, but like...
When
you had more time, when you didn't have a smartphone, you'd go out in the woods and get drunk, and all of a sudden you'd see some bright light, and it was an alien.
Sasquatch, sure. Too, yeah. But it's interesting.
I've never seen a ghost. I've never seen a Sasquatch. I've never seen an alien.
I've never seen the guy over there in Ireland, the monster, the sea monster.
Oh, Loch Ness.
Loch Ness, yeah.
Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
What happened to the Bermuda Triangle? Remember, that used to be a big thing.
I flew through the Bermuda Triangle. Never saw anything special.
You didn't see the Titanic in there or Amelia Earhart?
Nobody told me I was flying through the Bermuda Triangle, but we did that when I went to Haiti out of West Palm Beach, Florida. We had to go right through the triangle.
Why is it like all those things that we used to have that are still big to this day, like the Kennedy assassination, Amelia Earhart disappearing, the Bermuda Triangle, the Titanic, the Hindenburg. We haven't had events like that in a long time.
That's right. Maybe they're trying with the Sasquatch thing.
Did they ever find Amelia?
Well, yeah, they pretty much know where she, I don't know if they got her, found her bones or not.
What, her batteries went dead? Wasn't that what?
No, her co-pilot, her navigator got lost.
And Lindbergh's baby? Remember Lindbergh's baby?
Oh, and they thought Lindbergh was a German. That he was, what do you describe it? That a German sympathizer.
And Lindbergh's baby was killed.
Yeah.
And where's Jimmy Hoffa? Remember that story?
Oh, yeah, he's... Isn't that something I haven't heard about? Where he's buried now in a long time.
But we had these, and you could always get people watching or listening
and
if you talked
fun.
About those
yeah.
things.
Fun yeah. to bring up.
They are.
Yeah.
Does anybody know where Jimmy Hoffa is? Remember when Elvis sightings were a big thing?
Oh, my land.
After he
yes.
died, you saw him at the grocery store. He was everywhere.
And you know, once I did a show on in a state house lawn, a travel show, and a guy walked up, and I about melted. It was like Elvis Presley. I never ever saw anyone that could pass for Elvis Presley. But he was walking up and down the aisles, and boy, people were looking. I've got a picture of him somewhere.
Different type of thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, they know what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. They know where he is. Have you seen the movie The Irishman on Netflix?
No, I've heard about this, though. It's too long a movie for me to watch. It's like 17 hours, isn't it?
No. It's fairly long. It's I think, 3 hours. But, you know, watch like 1 hour here, 1 hour there, the final hour. But it's kind of interesting how they, you know, answer the question, what happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
But that movie answers the question of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, it's obviously fiction, but...
Do you think it's pliable, knowing the answer now?
Pliable? I think it's plausible.
But I like to ply things to the answer.
Pliable.
Pliable. I like to be pliable.
Well, I don't know. If it were a piece of plexiglass, it could be. But being celluloid... Well, it's not even celluloid anymore. It's all electronic. So, no, I think it's possible, but who knows? We'll never know. Just like, well... Some of the weird things that happen, like who's moving that ball in the cemetery. Evers probably knows.
I've been through that many times
yeah.
with groups. What do they call a group that trying to discover how things operate? Paranormal
activity.
Yes,
groups.
I've been with paranormal people, and they thought they were hearing all kinds of, put their ear up to that ball, and... It's all bunk.
Were you knocking on the other side while they put their ear up to that ball?
Well, you know, that's what happens when people stop taking their medication.
Yeah.
They're at the old Y now looking for that. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, if anybody knows the answers to these questions, where Jimmy Hoffa is or where Amelia Earhart is or where Altrusa went, we'd love to know those things.
Seemed like I saw something about Amelia Earhart not too long ago, but like they for sure... found where she crashed, but that I don't know for sure.
How do we not know? I mean, we know kind of what route she was on.
Yeah.
How do we not know where she crashed?
Well, there was this little island, and they think that's where she crashed, and if that little island was on her flight path, I don't know.
Well, are there still people out in the bushes who think Vietnam's going on? Remember that for a long time?
Hey, listen, my dad was on Guam in World War II, and he was there for a little while after the war ended, and the Japanese were still in the caves, and some of his buddies were murdered when they went out looking for souvenirs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that still true?
Yeah.
Do we got like 90-year-old Japanese men?
I doubt if there's any in caves yet.
Can you imagine a 95-year-old Japanese guy comes out of the cave over there with a 50-year-old hatchet?
Yeah, samurai sword. Oh, my goodness.
What did they tell those people?
My dad said he was... these guys wanted to go out and look for souvenirs, and he said, come on, go with us. And they started out, and he saw human scat in the trail. He says, I don't think we should be here. They went on and died.
What was it with those kamikaze type of guys? They would kill themselves?
Well, yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being told you were going to...
That's right. Jeez. And for sure you were going to
die. You were going to die.
Yeah.
Kiss, you know, put your...
Do you know what company made those planes they flew?
No, who was that?
Mitsubishi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we have just cut off the supply of supplies to make those planes, saved ourselves a lot of trouble?
If we could. But we sent all those supplies over before the war.
Well, shouldn't we have just maybe blown those places up?
Well, I don't. They probably tried, but
you know, if I was in a war, I would stop blowing up the military complexes. I'd blow up the places where the food was.
What they blew up in Germany were the bearing plants. You can't operate equipment without bearings.
Oh, somebody asked me the other day. Speaking of Germany, is Hitler still alive?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's
Hitler.
Another. Yeah, they.
Jeez.
Back and forth on that.
If anybody would have ever seen Hitler after World War II, they'd have strung him up.
Yeah, right. Some of his henchmen, some of those closely associated, went to South America and Africa. And
some of them went to on trial.
Yeah.
And got
and
hung.
And they executed, yeah.
But some of them didn't. Some of them just went to prison for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but see, that's what I don't understand. Why don't we do that anymore? Because I think World War II was probably the most heinous war we were ever in.
Yeah.
Now, we actually did put these horrible people on trial. We gave them their day in court, and then we hung them.
Yeah.
Now, we don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. We can't find a good rope.
No.
Like, we can't find the right medicine.
Well, no, we can't even...
Now, isn't that something
We can't take them to court anymore.
No. These guys on death row in prison... You give them a double shot of fentanyl, and they're gone. Well, that's not good enough.
Because the Constitution says, and this is why people are back and forth on the death penalty, the United States Constitution, whether you like it or not, it protects your gun rights, it protects your freedom of speech. There is an amendment that says you cannot inflict cruel and unusual punishment on somebody. So that's the debate, is that cruel and unusual punishment?
Speaking of that, did you see where Bloomberg wants to get at the gun control?
Oh, he's going after him.
I think he wants to get rid of guns.
Well, no, see, like. I don't think it's that. I think
really?
It's gun control. But why is it every time somebody wants gun control, they want to get rid of all the guns?
That's because NRA jumps to the aid.
Gee whiz.
Woo.
But the thing about Bloomberg is I can't get over that he wants to take away the big sodas.
He did. Yeah, those 2-liter.
That's my...
Your diet soda.
My large diet soda from McDonald's. We can forget Bloomberg. I can't do that.
Oh, boy.
Why would he want to do that?
Because it was bad for you. Diet drinks are bad for you.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
But what about cupcakes and Heath bars and... was he going to outlaw all that?
Do you know anybody that died from drinking too much non-sugar things? Do they ever come back and say what they did wrong?
No. Nobody dies from that. I don't understand. Why would we outlaw certain kinds of food?
Well, we were slow in doing that.
We didn't do it. They just did it. They tried to do it in New York, and I don't think he ever got it done.
No, he never. He knew that people would be up in arms.
Now, the new mayor in New York, he's trying to put bike lanes in. That's just what you need in Manhattan, bike lanes.
Didn't Bloomberg take out the carriages in New York?
Well, yeah, because it was dangerous.
Yeah. But they have them in Philadelphia and other cities.
Manhattan is packed as it is. You can't take a lane of traffic away.
Well, that's right, yeah.
What a dumb thing that was.
Even a horse and buggy going around Central Park would have been nice.
Well, I think you can still do that, can't you?
I don't know.
Why are all the mayors from New York a little nutty?
Yeah, because they probably emigrated from California.
Is that what happens? They all come from... Well, we got de Blasio now, who put in the bike lanes.
Yeah.
We got Bloomberg, who tried to take away your sodas. Giuliani.
I grew up in a neighborhood that had de Blasio's. Well, actually, de Blasi's. They were Italian.
Oh, he's Italian, isn't he?
Probably so.
He was running for president at one point.
What's Bloomberg?
Jewish, I believe.
Yeah.
So that would be a first.
Yeah,
Bernie's Jewish. Bernie's Jewish.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, and like your Sam, or not Sam, but yesterday Phil, what's his name?
Donahue.
Was talking about, you know, Kennedy was just on the border of not being elected because he's a Catholic.
That's true.
But Al Smith?
Al Smith.
He was a Catholic, too, and they said, no go.
Right. So could a Jewish person be elected president in 2020?
Well, that's a good question. I just wonder.
Do people care about that anymore?
The Jewish people are some of the smartest people that ever lived.
But wasn't the fear with the Catholics that the Pope would tell...
Oh, the Pope would become president.
The Pope would become president. So there is no fear like that with Jewish people, is there?
No, I haven't heard that, but Jewish people, I don't know what, they're hated all over the world.
Oh,
why?
That's
because they're smart, and they're
and
more intelligent than...
And successful.
Yes, successful, I guess.
Well, and that's one of the few accepted hate words you can still use are Jewish slurs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not heebie-jeebie.
Heebie-jeebies, but people don't think that, but
no,
you can still do it.
Yeah.
But what's the one, it's when you take something back, the Jewish slang.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... what is that?
Right on the tip of my tongue.
What's the Jewish slang for re-gifting? You know, taking something back you've already... taken.
I know.
Not Indian
if you
giver.
Don't like the price, you can always Jew them down.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
And people don't think as being a Jewish slur,
that's
but it
right.
is.
Yeah. Heebie-jeebie. Jewing people down.
But what is that one? But you know, Indian giver is a slur on the Native Americans.
Yeah, that's right. Did an Indian take back what he gave you?
Well, a lot of them did, I think.
What'd they give you?
Blankets.
Oh, a hatchet through the head.
But what is that word that is a Jewish slang word about taking something back? Oh, we'll have to think about it next week. We're out of time.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
You're right. It's 101.
101. Have a great Valentine's Day, and we'll be back next week. More programming right around the corner.
Energy around, and we really do want to hear what you have to say. We really, really do. You are the best.
Okay.